Drawing up the papers. I'm standing outside in a three-piece suit on my lunch break from work between two cars, holding replacement copies of papers giving trumped up titles. Executor of the estate. Power of attorney. In the strong wind, everything is flapping. Now I am the fate who measures the thread, I think. Now I am the fate who cuts it. In one car, there's my father. So frail now, we didn't want to risk him in the wind. Eyes sunken and dark, yellowed claw grasping a cigarette, smoke curling out the cracked window of his old pickup. The lawyer, think an older, balder Larry David, an old piss stain on his rumpled brown slacks, is pointing at lines to sign here if you don't want tubes down your throat, initial here if you want your dilapidated house to go to your son. The lawyer's old wife has doddered out in her off-pink pantsuit and sits in my car to the right of me, stamping whatever I pass through the cracked window with a notary seal. The wind tries to take the papers every time. Or perhaps I am the wind, the channel that passes between. Put out that cancer stick, the lawyer demands of my father. But I'm already dying of cancer, he barks back. That doesn't mean I have to, replies older, balder Larry David at law. And how goddamn ridiculous is my life at this moment, nervously twisting the silver ring on my right hand in a cold parking lot in the middle of my life, somewhere at the end of theirs. For fuck's sake, I want to scream through the cracks in windows, in asphalt, the fraying edge of my sanity. I measure the feet between cars, five of mine, cut the tension with a lame joke. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. But the wind has carried it away, and they have finished. I have to rush back to work. I have to let my father's friend drive him back to his deathbed. We all have somewhere to be, I think, as the lawyer and his wife walk hand in hand up the steps to their office building at the precise speed of mold. What a ridiculous thing life is, time is, dignity. We never have enough of any of them. And yet, at the end, I think we come to realize none of that matters, that the winds that blow between will scour us clean of our worries, leave us just how they found us, nude, mute, stunned.